I know I've been putting it off. Professor Wolf is the last of my teachers that I need to get to sign the waiver. I'm afraid he's gonna say no. The professor has been a different person since last year. He was all nice and joyful, and I was excited to be able to take his American mythology and literature class this year, but he came back over the summer like a different person. He seems to be actively mean. Preston went on suicide watch after the new year, when the professor publicly stated in class that he was going to live an empty life where he could no longer feel joy because all he cares about is cashing in his trust fund. That wasn't a very Christian thing of him to do. Yes, he made Lisa cry about her poem about finding God, but you didn't hear her recite it. It was horrible. And I feel bad that someone told her it was good, but I think it would have been different if she read it during junior English with him instead. I'm here. Let's hope he'll see me. Enjoy your trip, and I'll see you Monday. Hi, Professor. I'm sorry to bother you at home. I completely forgot to ask you yesterday, and this waiver is due on Monday. Please forgive me, but with this being Easter break, I completely lost track of my days. What is it for? There better be a good reason. Okay, my parents won't let me go on this cheerleading academy competition, and as it is, I can't keep up with the cheer team funded for the new uniforms next year, and they won't let me go unless I have all of my teachers sign this form stating that they have faith that I will either make up all of my work or turn in it before the trip so that I don't fall behind because education is important to them, and I had academic issues in middle school, and that's why they sent me to the best private Catholic school money could buy, and I'm 18, but as Exodus 20:12 says, honor your father and mother, and then you will live long and full life in the land of the Lord your God is giving you. And I'm sorry. I'm embarrassing myself. You don't need to listen to me talk about that stuff. Besides, they probably won't help pay for me to go, and I can't claim it's a good college trip to scout out schools because they look down on the university. It is held at a known party school. I'm sorry for ruining your weekend, and I what? Yes, that's why I'm wearing my cheer skirt and not my school skirt. We might have today off, but the cheerleading team decided that after we went to our Good Friday services this morning, we'd have brunch so we can continue to wear our uniforms every Friday together. When you put on the academy blazer, it doesn't stick out to so many people. Except for me, because I'm the tallest on the squad, so it makes the skirt seem extra short. That's why we need new uniforms. I'm rambling again. I'm sorry. I'll leave. What? No, I'm not doing anything else today. I'm sorry, sir. No, I'm not doing anything this whole weekend. To be honest, this was my naughty weekend, and it usually starts on Fridays. You want to discuss this more? Yeah, I'll come in. Thank you for hearing me out. What do I mean by naughty weekend? I think I probably overspoke. I basically plan on lounging in sweats and playing Animal Crossing and eating carbs all weekend and mope about not being able to do the Cheer Academy even if you sign the form due to my finances. Yes, sir, I'll sit down. I do have personal savings, but it would be wiped out completely towards travel and academy fees. I would be living off protein shakes at the hotel while my girls went out unless the captain took pity on me and got me a pity salad somewhere. My parents won't let me get a part-time job either. Well, they also have additional seminars and specialized training in between practice periods. It's all extra per student. I think it would help because I understand concepts well and I can pass along the training to next year's head cheerleader. I'm taking a gap year during that gap. I'm going to be assisting as an assistant cheer coach intern. The total of the courses would be $550. You can say that I wind up staring at the paperwork before I go to bed, praying to him for a miracle. I know it seems shallow, but the girls really rely on each other and... You'll pay for it? I'd pay you back after I graduate. Like I said, I'm taking a gap year to save up for school, so no matter where I get accepted, I'd have to earn it and work it off. I'll do anything. Depending on the schedule, I would be able to work it off. It would be best to do whatever it is this weekend, though. My aunt has an out-of-wedlock baby, and my dad said he needed to make sure he was there to shame his sister as soon as the baby was born, and Mom agreed. So I have to stay here from now until Sunday evening and do whatever you say? I don't know. Wait, how much money? With that, I could take the girls out to a fancy dinner when we win the competition and have daily expenses paid. I also can't lie to you. Can I question things? I'm not your best student, am I? No teacher has ever called me their best student, but I doubt I have the highest grade in your senior class. You'll show me the grade book. Really? Okay. I get you to sign, get the money, and get to snoop on other people's grades? Okay, I'm in. What's first? What do you mean the first thing is a pop quiz? Oh, sir, I didn't expect this to be a study weekend, but I said I would do it. An oral quiz? Okay. No, I don't have a boyfriend. My parents wouldn't allow it until leaving their roof. Is that an appropriate question to ask a student? The only time I've been naked in front of anyone other than God has been in the girls' locker rooms when we have to shower and change. Yes, I feel myself getting red. This line of questioning is uncouth. There is a reason my nickname is Lily. It's short for Lily White. No kissing either. I do too much to date. I'm getting uncomfortable with this line of questioning. What do you mean today isn't Good Friday? It is Good Friday. Bad decision Friday? Is that anything like my naughty weekend? No? You're my bad decision and I'm your bad decision? Please explain, Professor. To be honest, you seem to be different this semester, and I'm starting to get a little scared. Okay. Bad decision, Good Friday. I drank actual wine and communion in Italy, but no, I never drank alcohol. It's illegal. You want me to drink alcohol with you? But I'm 18, not 21, Professor Wolf. Okay. I guess I can be a little bit more adult naughty. Yeah, I'll have a drink. What is this drink? Thank you. A Long Island iced tea. Oh, my family would never be caught dead on Long Island. I've been there for competition, though. Oh, wow. This is very good. Oh. Oh my god. I didn't mean to drink it that fast. Can I have another? I have to kiss you for another drink? Oh my god. Ah, I have my real first adult drink and here I am using the Lord's name in vain. I mean, it's not appropriate, sir. Yes, I can feel myself blushing. I'm probably as red as our academy jacket. Yeah, I could take it off. Like I said, full cheerleader uniform. I usually don't mind all the red on it. Until now, when I'm blushing so hard I have to match and I... Oh my god, you kissed me. No one has kissed me. My first kiss is my cute professor. I mean, half the squad has said some things that are rather, lewd about you. They would be jealous if they knew what happened, but you should have waited for my answer. Mm. No one has ever touched me like this, sir. It feels good, but it feels wrong. I'll try to enjoy it. Sir, why are you kissing my throat like that? Ah, you're biting me, and it's making me feel tingly. Professor, I'm scared. Do you plan on doing more to me all weekend? Not gonna be any good. Because I don't even think of these things. God, you're kissing my neck again. Stop saying the Lord's name in vain. It's sinful. I shouldn't be doing this. Oh, God. Oh, God. I said, oh, God, again. Oh, God. Shut me up and kiss me before I blaspheme further. Oh, I've never been touched like this before. It feels wrong. But I agreed to your terms, so just tell me I'm still a good girl and not a bad girl. Thank you, and hey, you took off my top. Oh, this is so embarrassing. Yes, Mr. Wolf. And secretly, I love my breasts. I'm not being prideful when I say, oh, they're the biggest on the squad, and that top did keep them from jiggling too much. 38C. Oh, God. Ah. Oh, your mouth feels so good on them, better than my own hands. What are you doing to my nipples? Oh, keep doing that. Oh, God. Oh, God. I said, oh, God, again. May he have mercy on me. I've never been squeezed like that. Oh, you're sucking my nipples. Oh, God. What's going on, Professor? You've been different. I need to know because I think you're being possessed by the devil. And you wouldn't do what you're doing to me right now. Your girlfriend broke up with you and told you to find a whore? Now you're going to make me marry Magdalene. I'm not a whore, though, Professor Wolf. And I can't be. Oh, Jesus, your hand is between my legs. Oh, I know it's not the sun's hand, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Never been touched before. I've never even touched myself before. I swear to God. I'm not swearing to you, Professor Wolf. Just please, please keep doing that. Demon. I think I just saw God. Or lights. Or something. Oh, I feel holy now. Thank you, Professor. You can't be possessed if you have that gift. I still have an A+ for the weekend. Can I admit that I'm still scared? What do you want me to do again? Take out your penis? Okay. I'll just tug down your shorts. Are they always this beautiful? Just yours? Can I touch it? You want me to touch it? Spit in my hand. Okay. And wrap it around it? Oh, I see. Lubrication to help with stroking it. It just keeps getting harder and harder. What do you want me to do? Put it in my mouth. I can do that. It's a game we play at sleepovers, and I always win. Is that what you were looking for? Oh no. Did I do something wrong? I'm sorry. I did well. The look on your face. You look stunned and horrified at the same time. Okay, the squad was trying to see how much of a banana they could take without gagging, and I found out I don't have a gag reflex. So they kept getting me to take longer and larger stuff. They were practicing for this. Why didn't they tell me? Oh, right. Lily White. Okay, Professor, I'll take notes. What else should I do with your penis? Okay. Really doing good. Tastes a little salty. Okay, you're gonna grab my head and control me? Okay, I'm ready. Did I do something wrong? Did I break it? Where were you coming? Are you having a come to Jesus moment? Oh, you were warning me about this. Did I do good? B plus? There will be a makeup exam this weekend. Okay, I can deal with that. What type of GPA this weekend do I have for you to fund everything? 3.8? Okay, I'll work hard on that. Yes, I'll have that drink now. That sperm you shot in my mouth tasted really salty, and you shot so much sperm in my throat, I actually did gag that time. Extra credit? Cock, dick, jizz, cum, pussy, tits, clit. I know these words, I don't like saying them. I'm used to clinical terms. Oh, wow, you're strong just picking me up like that. Where are you carrying me? To your bedroom? Are we going to your penis and my vagina and your cock and my pussy? Okay. You want to keep the skirt on? Just get rid of the panties. Okay. Please make love to me, Professor Wolf. Why are you laughing? Whores don't get the love they get. I can't say that, sir. Oh, you hit me. Why are you hitting me? Okay, please. Fuck me, sir. Mr. Wolf. Ah! Okay, please fuck me, Mr. Wolf. Oh, God, I feel so dirty down in my soul saying that. Is it going to hurt? Be gentle. Oh, God. God, it's not going to fit. You are not God, sir. I highly doubt I would be calling you God, Mr. Wolf, but that feels good. And ow, ow. Oh, no. My hymen was broken during cheer, but I feel like something broke in me when you did that. So maybe it didn't break all the way. Oh, God. You're not God. Oh, hell. I'm burning. So this must be hell. But it also feels good. You can go faster. Oh, can I see? Holy Jesus. You're all the way in me. Pull out. Is that blood on your dick? No wonder I'm bleeding. Your penis is huge. Ow. The blood is even darker than the skirt. That stain isn't going to come out. How did you get that big thing into little me? Of course I'm crying. It hurts. I keep doing it. It It hurts everywhere, Professor. Deep down into my soul, too. Oh, God, what have I done? I'm feeling that glowy feeling again. Yes, 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 I feel like I might have a climax. Oh! But I might come. Please keep going. Why are you stopping? I want to feel that glowy thunder feeling again. Okay. You're God. You're my God? Just let me feel that way again. Yes. Yes. Professor Wolf, let me worship you. Just please let me. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God, yes, God. Oh, Professor, yes, you are my God. You are my God, yes. I'm sorry. God, Wolf, your blessing is overwhelming. I can still feel it. I want to bathe in it. It's warmer than any bath or sunny day in a bikini I've ever had. I can't think. Do whatever you want with me. Ah! What's happening? Your penis is twitching. Don't slap me. Your dick is twitching inside me and I'm feeling even warmer. Are you coming in me? Are you coming in me? Are you okay? You feel like you're having a seizure. Are you filling my body with your cum? I might get pregnant. Don't worry about it. But, okay, sir, if you say I won't worry about it. Oh, wow. All that blood and cum. I'm so sore. Do men always cum that much? Oh, only when you haven't ejaculated for 2 to 3 months. Are you going to be coming again in me, sir? What do you mean, in every hole? I don't think your dick will fit my nose, sir. Oh, you want to go in my hiney ass, too? I need a nap, sir. Can I have one? Yes, more drinks and food would be wonderful. What do you call this? Bad decision, Good Friday? What's that? I'm not a whore, Professor Wolf. Oh. Wow, maybe I am a whore, as I'm doing this for money. Can I be your teenage slut every Friday? Yes, I said slut, all on my own. Aren't you proud of me, God? If the team found out, they would be so jealous. The other two seniors are small in comparison to me, so you'd probably kill them. We can be your dirty girls. Maybe I'll have the new 18-year-olds on the team break themselves in on your cock when I'm interning next year. God, I've had one cock into me and I'm turning into a fiend. God, will you please cuddle your whore?